Proclamation number 5666 dated the May 3rd, 1953. Bliss in the Kingdom of Light. Pleasures and delights. A blissfully happy life awaits my own in the spiritual kingdom when they depart from this earth, when they have concluded their course of life and are able to shed the earthly form for good. Everything that had weighed them down will fall away from them. They will feel free and light and be received into the kingdom of light, whose occupants will come to meet them in order to guide them into their own sphere. It is impossible to describe to you humans the delights they will experience and how the kingdom they now inhabit is designed. It entails extrasensory shapes and concepts. It is an entirely different sphere for which nothing on earth could be used as a comparison, and yet the souls quickly find their way around. They know that it is their true home, for the soul will have received its past awareness again and will be abundantly happy because it will recognize the infinite love and grace with which I had guided it from beginning until it has reached the goal. A person on earth cannot feel these beatitudes which await him there. Being still earthbound, he only has limited feelings, and he would die with a soul able to behold these glories while it is still on earth. But now he can enjoy them ceaselessly without fading away. However, through love for me and his fellow human being, the human being on earth makes himself more or less receptive for the emanations of light, in which he then can constantly move in the spiritual realm and experience immense happiness. It is the happiness of reciprocated love which, however, always impels loving activity as well, because the soul now wants to give as it receives, because it cannot help itself but to provide happiness to those who are still unhappy. A person's soul on earth guarantees the soul's ascent. Nevertheless, it must be serious. It must turn to me deep within the heart. It must not merely express itself with empty words, which I always recognize as empty, which are not spoken in spirit and in truth, and which are not felt either if the mouth does not voice them. But anyone who has a serious intention will reach his goal. And the promised beatitudes awaiting him shall also make him humbly bear the suffering, for this only raises the degree of beatitude in the spiritual kingdom. Otherwise the soul will still have to go through dark spheres and will require a long time before it can enter the kingdom of light. And no being which longs for me and my love need truly do without me. I will illuminate it and place it in a state of supreme bliss. I will change all suffering and misery into pleasure and delight. I will recompense all thousandfold what a person takes upon himself because he loves me, and I will royally reward those who fight for me and my kingdom on this earth. I have prepared a fate for them in the house of the Father which will make them eternally happy. Amen.